Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
What's down that highway?
It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It's down that highway. It's the radio audio highway. 7 after the hour, the Good Day program. Rich McFadden controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny and Jennifer are off today. We're at this point in time when we have a lot of things to talk about and not much time. It always happens. We just keep going and things get sort of backed up. I have one comment to make. Those of you who have heard that Monica Lewinsky has been suggested by the producers of The View to have the chops, if you will, to bring the mojo back to The View and make it a quote-unquote runaway success. Barbara Walters says she's frustrated because the show she created has gone down the tube. They hired Rosie O'Donnell. She didn't want them to. They did, and Rosie, I think we could argue, has made a mess.
She's just mean and angry.
Yeah, she's just...
Nobody wants to watch it.
Nah, who wants to be around all that? So anyway, Walters says that Monica has the right stuff to bring The View back from the brink. And they figure that she could draw great guests, although probably not the Clintons.
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if Hillary were?
Oh, my God.
Because they all make the circuit when they're running for president.
They do. Yeah.
Wouldn't that, man, what kind of ratings would Hillary Clinton on The View with Monica Lewinsky being challenged and questioned by Monica Lewinsky?
Yeah, a lot of
that fun. Would get Super Bowl ratings.
She recently did one of those TED Talks talking about the price of fame, bullying, that sort of stuff. And that's what has gotten the attention of a lot of people. She apparently was very, I didn't see it, but I heard it. We talked about it on the air. Very poised, came across very believably, and has the stuff that a lot of television programs are made of. So I think actually it's a pretty good idea. I like the idea of it. I don't know if I have time to watch that sort of thing. Burger King. A whiff of the Whopper.
Yeah.
There's a new cologne called Flame Grilled that you can buy. Now, they've test marketed in Japan. $40 a bottle for a fragrance that smells like burning flesh. Need I say more?
How you doing, baby?
Yeah.
Come on over, get a whiff. I smell like meat.
There's something for everybody in this world. The Pentagon, working over the proposals from Boeing for the new 747s. We talked about this a week or two ago, weeks ago. President Obama and the administration has decided with the Air Force and the Secret Service that it's time to buy some new planes for the president. The 747...
Three of them.
Actually, there's two of them now, but they want to buy three. The 747s being used now were brought in during... They were ordered as Reagan took office, and he used the old 707 pretty much till the end. Not quite... it took him 4 years or 5 years to fit the 747s up. So by the time he was halfway through his presidency, they got the new 747. So they've been in operation for 20 years. Standard life of a 747 is 35 to 40 years. So why are we spending, listen to this, $102 million a piece for these planes?
Wow.
But remember, this is the bare bones of the plane.
Then they got to outfit it.
Then they have to outfit it to buy the planes. As they are now suggested to be outfitted, will cost the taxpayer $3 billion. It'll take them 5 years to build the planes. How about that? Let me repeat. what I just said. The current Air Force One fleet, 20 years old, the military says it's time for the new generation of 747s, and they are, there's certainly a lot of technological advances for them and for the nation, but at any rate, the team of 100 people working on this project suggests that they will spend $102 million to buy the planes, $102 million apiece. But by the time they finish outfitting all of them to be exactly the same, have all the military hardware that they need, and basically to be able to run the country in the air, it'll cost $1 billion a plane. So over the next 5 years, as they build and outfit these planes, it costs you and me $3 billion. Why do we need three? I don't know. They got to buy with two. When Reagan was president, well, the old 707, they had one.
You got the vice president, and then you got the president's wife.
No.
They all get to fly around
No.
Michelle fly around?
757. No, she's in the 757.
We just had a story a few weeks ago that she flew around in Air Force 2 or whatever.
Well,
it's
but they, whatever number, it's Air Force 2 if she's on it. They have a DC-9, they got a 757, they have the 747s, and they use them all depending on how far they're going to go here and there. But the main ship is the 747.
Meanwhile, I heard a story here in D.C. the other day where the park police helicopters.
Yeah.
The park police are used to. The park police helicopter is primarily used to guard the airspace, forbidden airspace around Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And so it kind of cruises around, and if anybody comes close by accident, they got to push them out. But then it's also used for police things. If there's a chase in D.C. with the Capitol Police, the park police, whatever it is, they do that. They're working on helicopters that have apparently 8,000 hours on them, and it's recommended that you take them out of service at 5,000 hours. And Congress will not allow the $14 million it takes to buy those. Which seems like a drop in the bucket when you're talking about
$3 billion. Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Let's see, later on in this hour, Dr. Joy Brown will join us. In the meantime, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is up next with this week's big and important. Where did bed come from? Big and important medical.
Bedside manner of Dr.
Well,
Ken.
Well, you see, I get paid by the word, and I was going to put medical together with big, and that's when it became
medical.
Medical, right. All right, 14. You're following well, Richie. You're learning. You're on the program.
It's scary. I know you're a little too low.
14 after on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Time now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. Dr. Ken is a well-known, I was going to say chiropractor. I don't know where that came from. Chiropractor, cardiologist.
Don't promote me.
No. All right, so he's here with the big stories of the week. One of them surrounds MRSA and the superbug that's tough to kill. Have we found a potion, or was one found a long time ago that could be used for this, Ken?
You're always wondering where we find these substances that are effective in the body. You're not going to believe this. This is out of the annual conference of the Society for General Microbiology. The Leach book, Doug, this is from the 10th century. It's widely thought of as one of the earliest known medical textbooks. I did not use it in medical school, I promise you. An eye-salve recipe from this 10th century textbook not only clears up styes in the eyes, but also tackles the deadly superbug MRSA, M-R-S-A, which is resistant to many antibiotics, as well as, or better than traditional antibiotics. The eye-salve recipe calls for two species of allium, which is garlic, and onion or leek. Richie knows what leek is. Wine and oxgall. Oxgall is bile from a cow's stomach. It describes a very specific method of making the topical solution, including the use of a brass vessel to brew it, a strainer to purify it, and an instruction to leave the mixture for 9 days before use. And this takes care of MRSA better than our antibiotics that we currently have.
All right, this is an interesting and important story. Children allowed to sip alcohol are more likely to drink as teenagers, not necessarily as older adults, though, right?
The European model doesn't work. Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, Doug, this week. Middle schoolers who take an occasional sip of wine or beer are more likely to drink on their own as they become teens. We should not assume that early alcohol consumption will somehow protect children or teach them how to drink safely.
Heart groups. Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, most interested in updating blood pressure guidelines. This ought to be interesting.
Exactly, Doug. The guidelines that were released this week from three heart groups, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the American Society of Hypertension, have issued updated guidelines that set blood pressure goals for people with heart disease. The guidelines reinforce a target blood pressure of less than 140 over 90 for those at risk for heart attack and stroke, but the guidelines also set a goal lower of 130 over 80 for those who have heart disease or already have had a heart attack, a stroke, a mini stroke, or who have had narrowing of their leg arteries demonstrated or an abdominal aortic aneurysm. The lower goal may not be appropriate for older, frail patients who might experience dizziness if their blood pressure drops too much.
All right. Quick note for older fellows who exercise a lot. It'll be good for you when it comes to certain functions, apparently, yeah?
Journal of the Sexual Medicine this week. Men who exercise more have better erectile and sexual function, Doug. These treatments support the idea that exercise may one day be prescribed as a treatment for erectile dysfunction. To get the minimum amount of exercise to improve erectile function, men would need to do a moderately intense activity, such as brisk walking, cycling, or tennis, for an hour, 3 to 4 times a week.
And all this speaks to how to get more blood around your body. Ken's going to speak to that now, thanks to his discovery of how wonderfully well Super Beats works.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, lower the risk of stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even lower the risk of Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Super Beats is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Super Beats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all the caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. Super Beats, a super way to get that blood around your body, 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Jay-Z.
Is it not?
It is.
He's the guy who saved Paul McCartney's career?
No, that's Kanye.
Oh, that was Kanye West.
Yeah.
Whose career is Jay-Z saving?
A lot, actually. The guy's a mogul.
Who's he married? Isn't he married?
Beyonce.
Oh, he's married to Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you have some Beyonce because the two of them are working together on this new streaming service. This week, Jay-Z and other A-listers like his wife Beyonce, Rihanna, Madonna, they set up a streaming service called Tidal, being billed as the first artist-owned platform for both music and video. It's an interesting concept, Richie.
Yeah.
In fact, the membership-based service, similar to Spotify, will provide music and video content that users can stream on computers and tablets and smartphones, or you can listen to it offline if you want. Offered at two price points, Richie. $10 for standard sound quality, $20 for lossless high fidelity. So that would be like using a regular headset versus a Bose set, I think. Right?
Well, quality-wise, all digital music is packaged in bits. Okay, so the $10 one gives you, just to give you an example, 1,000 bits. Okay,
yeah.
The $20 one gives you the really good 2,000 bits. So you're paying for the amount of. So some people who have a faster internet connection and can afford the bandwidth will be able to get the better quality music.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. All right. So this is significant. How big a deal could this be if they use the power of their own performances,
you know,
and personalities?
Back in the day, the guys managing the music had all the money and control. But Jay-Z is and Beyonce together are worth mega bucks.
Yeah.
And he can do anything he wants. And so he's saying, you know what? Why let all these guys take our money? Let's do our own thing. And that's kind of cool.
What impact does it have
have on Madonna at this point in her career, or Rihanna, who's been around and is well established?
Well, you got to think Madonna's got 25 years of music out there, so you know every time she sells it, she wants a bigger piece of the pie, and this gives her that. Yeah. On Spotify, they might make 10, 15 cents every time their song is listened to.
Really?
So maybe they make 25 or 30 cents every time now.
What about on Pandora? Is it models the same?
Same type thing, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's good. Business is business, and business is good. It's a new Madonna song?
It's one of the newer ones. Well, I mean, Daft Punk was there, Jack White, Alicia Keys, that punk Kanye was there.
They're all in on this.
They're all in on it because, you know what? They're just like, hey, man, if you can't beat them, join them. And keep a piece of the pie myself. It makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. All right, so that's news this week from the world of music. Doug Steffens, the Good Day program, is a story floating around today that I find fascinating. A young 17-year-old high school senior was told that she wasn't going to be accepted at Duke University. So she thanked the university by writing them her own rejection letter. It starts, "Thank you for your rejection letter. After careful consideration, I regret to inform you that I'm unable to accept your rejection." The letter was posted yesterday on her Tumblr page, quickly went viral, has been read 100,000 times, and reblogged. This is one of those things. There's so much animosity. The college world isn't getting what's going on around them. The private college world, although they said, interesting because they wrote her back again, the director of admissions at Duke said, quote, "I understand how disappointed you are that we were unable to offer you a space. Please know that our decision was not a judgment of you as a student, but a reflection of our limited space and our very talented applicant pool." Poo, 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 poo. Anyway, they have a lot of reviews, and she was encouraged to appeal the decision. But then the last line of the letter says, "Even though you appeal, chances are the committee would not change its mind."
Congratulations.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on...
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Washington, Doug Steffen, the news from California today, where I am for a couple of more days before I head back east with my darling Charlotte. The stiffer rules in California announced yesterday following a determination that the snowpack in the Sierra Nevadas, which is vital to this state's water supply, is at its lowest level in 40 years, and there are more people. There are about 40 times more people here than they were 40 years ago. So, and I can attest to that. The traffic in California this winter has been outrageous. Just the kind of time. I mean, I don't usually drive at the time when there is a lot of traffic because I am working and I can work around in my own lifestyle the high peak performance traffic times. But they just have been expanding. I can't get out of here at 10 o'clock in the morning to get down the Pacific Coast Highway because there's so much construction. And people are reporting to work on a regular basis an hour to an hour and a half late. And their employer says, the excuse is easy. Unless you want me to get up. I know a guy who works in a radio station who lives in Thousand Oaks. Thousand Oaks is a good 40 miles outside the city. He can't take the 101 because it's plugged up by 6 o'clock. So he comes down, he comes across the mountains in Malibu and comes down the Pacific Coast Highway. And it's now taking him, what used to take him less than an hour before 6 o'clock in the morning, now takes 2 hours plus.
Not worth it.
Imagine all the people who are sitting in their car. I haven't been able to go, it doesn't make any difference. You're the 405, you're on the 5, the 101. They're all a nightmare. And it's just, Jennifer and I took a trip down to San Diego to have lunch with Kenny on Sunday. It was a nightmare. It going down there, this is Sunday.
That's usually a two-hour trip, not a bad trip.
Yeah, not a bad trip. There was, we went to Oceanside, which is like an hour and a half north of San Diego. It was for Kenny to drive, and it would normally be an hour, 15 minutes for us to drive down from L.A. It was 2 hours and 30 minutes
wow.
to get there. The last 3 miles took us almost 30 minutes because there's no place you can't get off. There's no place to go, and the traffic, because it was a beautiful day, we was going to the beaches everywhere.
There's no way for us to keep up with the amount of people that are in this country. You cannot build fast enough.
Can't build roads enough, and they keep selling cars.
And we can't afford to build what needs to be built.
No. So you got that situation. Now the water situation, because there are so many people here, and there is so little water. And for whatever the reason, yesterday I had somebody talking to me. I've said this a dozen times on the air and probably 100 times off the air. Why isn't there desalinization here? Why aren't there plants being built? There could be a dozen plants up and down the coast to desalinize. A private enterprise funded the building of a desalinization plant off the coast of Santa Barbara. Opened, the state closed it.
What?
The state put them out of business because they didn't fit into the model the state wants to have in the Environmental Protection Agency, or whatever the state agency for environmental protection is here in California, said there was too much emissions coming from it. Some stupid reason. And so they've shut this person invested.
No, let me tell you what it is.
Millions of dollars. What is it?
The state doesn't want anybody but the state controlling the water.
Yeah, well, they're going to have this. There's going to be a war fought over water. You can be sure of that. All right. So anyway, that's that news from California. How are you doing getting your IRX? Good, Doug. Your tax return from the IRS this year. Noticed a problem? How many of you, I've now seen complaints from people who filed in January who normally would have gotten their returns in February, that is the cash could have come back to them in 30 days, haven't gotten their money back yet. Filed in January, it's now April. The tax return is due a week from next Wednesday, 2 weeks from yesterday, the 15th. Your tax return or the money that you owe has to be. And you can put the tax return off till August. Some people put it off till October. That is getting the actual paperwork in. But if you are like a lot of folks who are outraged that the IRS takes money from you all year long, doesn't pay you any interest, but yet if you're 5 minutes late with your payment, they're going to charge you plenty of interest. The same guys who said, we don't have enough people now to run the IRS, so we're going to fix you. We're going to penalize you. The people who are supposed to get money back, we're going to take another 30 to 60 days to get your money back to you. This on the heels of the Justice Department declining to pursue charges against Lois Lerner. Remember her? She refused to testify before Congress about her role in the controversy over the 501c3s, how the IRS under this administration treated conservative political groups. The fact that this woman hasn't been hung high, literally, not literally, but figuratively, is a testament to how corrupt the system is. It's corrupt from the top to the bottom.
It's ridiculous.
The treatment of her, the fact that you can't get your money back out of the IRS because they don't have enough people working there. Even the guy who runs the IRS was interviewed yesterday, and he admitted that 6 out of 10 calls that go into the IRS never even get answered. Never mind put on hold. They don't even get answered.
But that's the way the government works. When they stomp their feet, when you won't give them what they want, they take away what you need.
It's supposed to be your government, though, boys and girls. It's supposed to be.
But it's also
you.
Too big. I mean, it's huge. Yeah, it's huge. How are they supposed to manage all that?
So you may not get get audited this year, but you may not get your money back.
Cheat to your heart's content, man.
Oh my God!
They're not going to catch you.
Yeah. Well, but it's not. I mean, that's why it's not worth the worry. I don't think it is. Do you think it is?
No.
I mean,
I've
danced
with those guys. They're no fun.
Yeah, I have too, a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so I just fix it so we answer all the questions and do it before they ask the question. There's an answer to it in the return. That's how you.
It's frustrating to do anything with them. So why risk it?
It really is. It's just it's frustrating. Speaking of frustrating, Dr. Joy Brown, she's not frustrating, but there is a situation. One of the most difficult things I've read about lately is how to explain to a child about the loss and death of a grandparent, let's say, or a friend, or a pet, a sibling. How do you do that? If you want some advice on how to do that, Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us with that in a few minutes. Right now, let me help you if you have a smile that's been yellowed by coffee or tea or red wine or smoking, that sort of thing. You will see an average of 2 shades whiter on those pearly whites, and you'll see it in 5 minutes. When you start using power swabs, it is something I've been using. This product, they were advertisers for a while, and they went away, and now they're back again. But I had so much of this stuff, and I've been using it. I find it to be a way for me to get flattered, frankly. I don't do it for that. I like to have my teeth white, that's all. And a lot of times when you get to be a little older, you've eaten things, or I don't abuse myself, so I don't drink coffee, I don't drink tea much, a little bit here and there. Don't smoke and don't drink wine. So I'm probably not the average person, but somebody who does all of that has taken it because there is going to be a toll taken when you apply those sorts of things, put them into your mouth, blueberry stains, that kind of stuff. I get that. And that sticks to the enamel. So the way to fix the problem is to call 800-281-6829. 800-281-6829. Whiten your teeth. This is so you get rid of the annoyance of looking at your teeth. It doesn't do anything for your breath, but it cleans up your teeth. Clinically proven, in fact. So if you got caps and crowns and veneers, power swabs get rid of the stains on them, same as regular teeth. Who doesn't want nice white teeth, a great smile to go with the tan that you're going to get when the weather gets good? It's heading in that direction. Call now, 800-281-6829, to get your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-281-6829. Get free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. Clean up those teeth. And by the way, you'll get a little present, too, when it comes right down to it. They're happy that you're going to check out this. You'll get a beautiful smile. And they'll also send you their Stain Out Quick Stick. And that's a way to get your teeth shiny when you're on the road. The Stain Out Quick Stick comes as a bonus when you call 800-281-6829 for power swabs.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Now, kid. I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Eight, 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Oh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Responsibly.
All right, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. I'm always pleased to have her on board because she has such great advice. She's very smart. And let's remember, I was going to put this to music. Probably shouldn't do that, though, huh? She's very smart, and she knows.
Oh, I like that. Let's do the music. Let's
really?
No, you don't want the music.
She's
trust
so
me.
Smart.
Dr. Joy Brown's radio program is heard every day, every afternoon from noon until 3. You can call her at 855-99-DR-JOY or send email to drjoy@drjoy.com, I think, right? Isn't it? Dr. Joy.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there are problems with people and letting go. I was taking a closer look at this. Matter of fact, Richie was too, because one of his children's teachers died.
They both had her as a kindergarten teacher.
Really?
And she's a neighbor of ours, and she passed away last month or a couple weeks ago from cancer, and she'd been fighting it for a couple of years. So when we went to the funeral, I didn't take our kids, but there were a lot of kids there, because this woman had been a teacher at that school for 13 years.
Yeah, this is an important thing for children to understand, and for parents too, to explain the right way to a child about this kind of loss, this kind of death. So what do you advise?
Well, I think it very much depends exactly as you say, Doug, on what the parent's point of view is. If the parents believe in heaven, then I think it's okay to say that you have a guardian angel and she's in heaven and she'll watch you. On the other hand, if you don't believe, there's no sense telling your kids something that you're going to dispute with them in a couple of years. Before we do a little bit more about this, I don't think that you take kids under the age of 10 to funerals. I just think that there's no particular value for them, and it's scary, and it means that the parents have to divert. It's too scary. They don't get it, and it diverts from the adults doing the work of mourning.
But this woman had two kids. One was 11, and the other one was 7.
Well, the kids, if it's your immediate family, and I think, again, I would do it privately rather than having them at the funeral. I think it's very scary for children to see adults crying. And I think if you're going to do it, you do it in a private way that maybe the viewing, maybe.
You don't think it's healthy for parents to show their emotions so children think?
No, I do. I just think this is in a public situation where you're having a lot of adults. That's why I said I think it's fine for parents to be sad about it and say it's okay for me to be sad, it's okay for you to be sad. But I think that's a private situation, not a public funeral for kids under the age of 10. I think it's just too overwhelming for kids. Okay, so heaven if you believe in it. I have this kind of nice way of thinking about it that I share with people, which is as long as you remember Miss McGillicuddy and all the funny things about her, then she's kind of like alive in your heart and in your head. So it's okay to talk about her. It's okay to think about her. It's okay to miss her. It's okay to maybe even send her a letter or talk with her. So I think we can give the kids the sense that there are two ways of looking at death. One is the body, and kids are pretty, especially young kids, are pretty clear about death because they've watched their goldfish get flushed. And we don't explain that Miss McGillicuddy is flushed, of course, but that they get death, that they've seen other things. They've seen animals die. They've sometimes seen grandma that goes. So they understand about people coming and going in our lives. But I think it's very comforting, not only for children, but for us to think that as long as we remember somebody, that they're kind of, it's like they're kind of alive for us. Like when we're on vacation and we think about Miss McGillicuddy, she's not really in front of us anymore, but we're thinking about her. So that's a way of being comforted, and it's a great prayer. It says the only way any of us achieve immortality is in the thoughts of people who think about us and the hearts of people who love us.
Right.
You don't have to use quite the same language on kids, but for me, it's a comfort as an adult. And I think also giving kids, as you say, Doug, the opportunity to feel sad, to miss somebody, to talk about somebody, to share some memories.
Never easy. All right, great advice. That's why she's here. Sage advice. Get 3 hours of it. Listen this afternoon from noon until 3. Find out where Dr. Joy is by going to drjoy.com. Or you can call and ask her a question that she'll answer on the air by dialing 855-99-DR-JOY. This is Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Can't do it alone, you know. Takes a mob of guys like you and enough money to make them look good.
I know plenty of guys.
It's not like playing winos in the street. You can't outrun
them. I never played for no winos.
You gotta keep his con even after you take his money. He can't know you took him.
You're scared of him.
Right down to my socks, Buster. You're talking about a guy who'd kill a grifter over a chunk of money, wouldn't support him for 2 days.
Marvin Hamlisch with a one-hit wonder. Richie, remember this from our one-hit wonder contest? The Entertainer from the Sting won 7 Academy Awards on this date, 1974. This movie has been around for 41 years. One of the great collaborations. People loved Robert Redford and Paul Newman together. They only did it a couple of times, but they were great friends. And I think, Richie, you have a little more sound from the movie.
Mr. Shaw, we usually require a tie at this table. If you don't have one, we can get you one.
Hey, that'd be real nice of you, Mr. Lonergan.
Lonergan.
Well, kid, you beat him.
You're right. It's not enough. It's close.
Yeah, that's great.
Those guys were classic.
Oh, my God, what a great movie.
They were classic.
All right, so The Entertainer and The Sting in the focus as we get started with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with movie news right around the corner, so stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs. Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, Chuck Curry. Is here on Movie Man. I went to see the movie Serena. Did you see it over this past weekend, Chucker? Have you seen it?
Is that with Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
I did not. I'll tell you a quick story about that film. That film, despite starring two major stars in the business, received a lot of negative advance buzz, and the five people who financed it didn't want to release it in theaters. It only got a release of like 100 screens, so it's mostly going to go on demand and directly to DVD, which is surprising considering that talent. So what did you think?
Well, I thought it was violent beyond what it needed to be. It was very dark. I once again am amazed by her and what she looks like and how she pulls off whatever role she's given. I'm not sure what her relationship is off screen with Bradley Cooper, but it must be fairly good because they're both in Framingham, my hometown, today, filming another movie together. The movie they're filming is called Joy, and it's about the woman who created the miracle mop. So they're making a movie, the rags to riches tale about the inventor of the miracle mop, and they're making it in Framingham, so they're going to be there for the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know why they're doing it in Framingham, because the woman came from Long Island, but anyway, I mentioned it for a couple of reasons, because they
That movie is directed by David O. Russell, who directed them in American, the last film they did.
Yeah, so they must be getting along. I mean, they've become friends.
Sure.
They're two big names that are box office draws. I just wonder also about the filming now in various locations. This is the fourth film in a year. The movie that Ted 2 was filmed in Framingham earlier, I think it was last fall. But in the last year, four movies have been shot in and around Framingham, and I wonder why they're doing that instead of go wherever. There must be some incentives from the state of Massachusetts, right? Isn't that why they go out of New Orleans?
There absolutely has to be, and the cost of filming must be a lot lower. And that's one of the reasons now why a lot of films are not shot in New York City, because from what I hear, it's just way too expensive, and they simply can't afford it in their astronomical budgets. Speaking of astronomical budgets, today is sort of the quasi-start of the summer movie popcorn season. Tonight, Furious 7, the seventh installment in Universal's ever-growing in popularity Fast and Furious franchise, opens nationwide, expected to have a huge opening weekend somewhere in the $120 million range. The studio is already planning the eighth installment, which will take place in New York City. Kurt Russell, who has a part in the seventh installment, supposedly will have a much bigger part in Part 8. Good to hear, because I'm a big fan of Kurt Russell. And for fans of Superman and Batman, the Batman vs. Superman trailer will be attached to Mad Max Fury Road when that hits theaters in the next 2 months.
Batman versus Superman?
That's the title, yep.
What kind of stupid movie is that going to be? 59 F.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.